Hi everybody, this is Ron Amitroff from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. This is our paranormal night, so by all means, if you can, just call in here and we'll see what can have happening tonight. Remember, this is the way you can press what you'd like to do here, what you'd like to have talked about. So we just put on the fast chat the new phone numbers to call in, so they're there. You can check it out, and this will start, paranormal night here. We'll get rid of the some of the shapeshifters in people. That's kind of paranormal. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Numbers posted are for the BBS line here. So do get into that. And then we'll be doing our Q&A later tonight after the program, which will be about an hour. We'll do that for about 50 minutes, 50 minutes, and we'll see what we can cover with questions. So you do want to go to CLS questions, @yahoo.com, and do send in a question or two if you like. Remember, they can't be paragraphs. We can't read paragraphs. Typically, one sentence would be good, probably no more than 15 words. So that's how I would phrase that. If you have more than one question, then, you know, mark for number one, number two. And in the subject line, put down the day and the date for the show that you would like to have your question answered. Actually, the ones for today will probably come in right now, but if you happen to get on there and you think of something tomorrow, and you can only come on once a week on the Friday program, then you want to put the Friday and then the date on that. So we'll see if Carrie's out there. Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Station 2 we're on tonight, bbsradio.com. And those two numbers for calling in, if you would like to call tonight, I'll just read out in case there are any listeners listening over the phone line and not at a computer. So the toll-free is the same number as usual, and that's 888-429-5471, and then there's a different number, area code 530-513-6472. So new number for Station 2 that's not toll-free, that's 530-513-6472. Excuse me. So, now the number for the Q&A tonight is also the new number. We used it on Wednesday, and we'll be using it again tonight. So this will be the new number for both Q&As, Wednesday and Friday. And that number is area code 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301. And the PIN for that is 697590, and then the pound sign, 697590 pound. So, and then the email address that Ron just mentioned to send your questions to for the Q&A is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, we do have a couple of questions on the fast chat already, Ron. So, I'll just read the first one out here, which is from Larry. And he's asking, aren't animals and trees more advanced than us without the DNA judgment?
As far as that, I would say, yeah, that'd be correct. But remember, they can only do so much. Well, they're limited to where they can go to, or they're kind of fixed. So that's the way it works. Trees with animals, they're also, you know, more... they're still mobile, but they don't have a lot of thoughts like we have. So, although some animals do watch TV when you have it on. their demise. So that couldn't be too good. But anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, yeah. But they could have a human spirit or emotional body inside of them. Oh.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I mentioned this once before, I think. A friend of mine who was very intuitive, this lady was talking about her dog. Oh, she loved her dog. She could talk to the dog, and the dog would move its head around. Like, the dog knew every word that she was saying. Well, it was probably true. So the lady thought it was awful to have a spirit in the dog that was human. Thought it would not be the actual spirit, not the emotional body. So she got rid of it. And instantly, the dog became a dog. Boy, was that lady upset with her. Plus, she was single, okay?
Oh, dear.
This was her only way to communicate. Dog was a male dog. Anyway, I won't go on with that, but upset she probably was. She lost her companion that would listen to her. So, that's the way it goes. But anyway, you could have, if your animal likes watching TV, guess what? What's inside of your animal? Because they don't normally do that. It's just watching colors or something. But if they do look like they're taking everything in, well, they might have something in them that was a person once. So back to you, Carrie, and we'll wait for a caller here.
Okay, yeah, I have a friend who has a dog who, whenever she goes out and leaves the dog on its own at home, on her own, the dog is female, she leaves the National Geographic channel on, and she said her dog really does watch it and reacts to other dogs and cats, you know, different animals on the shows. Oh, maybe she watches the Animal Planet. I think it's the Animal Planet. And her dog gets extremely engaged in the shows, apparently. So that's interesting. So, okay, so next question is from, where did it go? From Keith. Keith's asking, what happens on the eighth-hour calls? And, of course, you've got your second of the three coming up this Sunday, Ron. What happens on the eight-hour calls? Where do we go? And how is it different from the four-hour Saturday calls that you do?
Okay, the four-hour calls that we do on Saturdays, which is once a month, is just ascension preparation. The call is very similar. You're still on the light ship on either one of them, but the eight-hour calls, you're on it continuously. And on the eight-hour calls, you're on the light ship in quarantine for the whole month, basically. And the quarantine energies take away alien critters out of you. So it's completely different than the four-hour calls. We don't normally do that on the four-hour calls. Alien critters are what's living with you and causing you problems. Well, you want to get them out of your body. Energetic life forms, there's a lot of them. More calls that you have, that you get on, the better off you're going to feel. And you don't have to feel that you didn't be on the ones previously. The light ship takes you exactly where you are, looking at you. So if you're the first timer on the call, instantly they'll look at you and take out what they can do during the call, also during the month. Well, it's not like you missed the boat because you haven't been on them. Previous calls, they take you at face value, we'll say, of what you are, what you have, and start working with you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ed is asking for a sample of betrayal and anger clearing.
Okay, betrayal, here we go. So, let's think of a betrayal that you've had. And it could be anything. So, here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I will do one for anger. Oh, boy. One, think of your anger, why you're angry, or maybe, you know, how you feel about the anger. One, really be a situation. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I mean by that is, let's say that you get angry once a week, okay? And then you go, man, I'm angry for being angry. Well, that's not what you want to get released from you. You want to get the situations released so you can feel better. And then angry for the anger would probably be the very last one. Let's do that one. Anger for being angry. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Back to you, Carrie. Where are the callers?
They are sleeping. I don't know. Cammy is asking, you did that, you were talking about shapeshifters at the beginning of the show, Ron, and Cammy's asking, what are shapeshifters?
Okay. You probably have seen TV programs where somebody was like a real person, like maybe a werewolf or something like that. And anyway, they would be a normal person maybe in the daytime, and at night they would transform, shift into something else. That's a shapeshifter. That one is a really strong one because it actually takes on the form of another life form. But normally, shapeshifter is just kind of hiding in the background, and it will kind of come out slowly, be present maybe for a half a second, go back in the back seat, you know, like the back seat of the bus. There are ones that actually change and have a completely different personality, or even a different person is there in the space that the other person's physical body used to be in. So, and they can, you know, maybe the person turns into a wolf, a human. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Corey is asking, does having advanced DNA just mean that you're more alien controlled?
I would probably maybe say yes to that. Everybody thinks DNA is a great thing to have. Remember, it just carries more energy on or more information in the DNA. And information could be more mind control patterns. So it's really hard to say. But what we have here is probably all that we need. If the aliens weren't here affecting us with the past DNA of who we are, bringing it up. And so kind of like it's the fight or flight scenario. And then they just keep pushing those buttons to give us more of that. Oh, actually, the New Ages want to have more DNA. Probably have a reason for that. I myself, you know, who you are is who you are. Why do you want to change who you are to get maybe worse? So for myself, probably everybody listening, what you have is all that you need. If you had less, DNA necessarily is not going to make you smarter. It could be in one sense, but if you bring that forward too much, maybe there's other things in there. Do the special healing on the website for, I think it's called fetus infusion, I believe. You're actually going in and finding out what you want to energize in your lifetime to bring forth maybe more talents. Also, maybe physical attributes. So we're taking and looking for the positive things in your DNA. Or just having the DNA all there at one time may give you more problems. Maybe you are dealing with DNA in this lifetime with maybe, what is say, 10 broken arms, okay? Well, if you want to get more DNA, I'd have 100 broken arms, and more than likely that will be activated in this lifetime. That could really set you back having your arm broken. Where maybe now it's just kind of dormant. By bringing in more, it could be even worse for you. So, what you want is spirit consciousness, not necessarily body consciousness. Body, you know, is what you're looking at with the DNA. And you're already here. You're already made. So that's all that you need to know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Shannon has the next question. And I'm not sure what this means, Shannon. Hopefully you will, Ron. Shannon's asking, why are we called symbol?
Boy, I don't know.
Shannon, maybe you can type that in a different way. I'm wondering if you are asking why we have letters for our names or something, maybe? I don't know.
We have a symbol clearing. Symbols are people use, like, you know, on clothing you have symbols.
Uh-huh.
So it might be dealing with that, I would think. We'll find out what the next question is here. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so the next question is from Larry, and it's about the soldiers, the ones that you've been talking about a lot in the last few months, Ron, that have been pulled from the past and taken to the future and given technology that's available in the future to fight aliens. So Larry is asking, and you have mentioned that the soldiers are not dealing with the clone issue that the rest of us are dealing with because they're just fighting with one of their bodies. Larry's asking, when soldiers release their clone bodies in the future, did our clone bodies also release if we went there to learn their technology?
Well, you only have one clone body. They just take one of you in the moment and transfer you there. They don't want to have clones of people, so then you couldn't be responsible and carry that integrity. So it's just one particular clone that's inhabiting you on a timeline and list. And from there, that's all they're working with, is that one. Now, when they get done with whatever you're doing there and you come back here, then you will come back to the exact same point in time that you left at. So that's the way it works. So it won't destroy or change your timeline here. And what you have experienced on that timeline, going to have like a brain swipe, we'll say, an erasure of your thoughts, memory, so it won't even be in existence. You won't really know that you've been out there unless you happen to have anything right now coming through to you, maybe in your awakening consciousness or dreams or something. That's kind of the way that works. So there's only one clone that's being used, just taking that one body only, not making multiples of that, as the aliens do that. They're not doing that particular program. So back to you, Harry.
Okay. So Alex is mentioning that he says, I had a dog that thought it was a human. I guess it really was. Human spirit stuck in a dog. That makes a lot of sense to me. Martha is commenting that shapeshifters can appear very nice and switch on a dime. Shannon says she read the thing about symbols in one of Ed's articles, so maybe Ed, you can type in what you meant and we can ask Ron more about that. Cindy's asking if her soldiers are still with her. She says, I did not release them from last Saturday.
Boy, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay.
It looks like they're probably there, but typically they could be there to protect you and hanging out, but I only bring them in so that you can experience their energy. They're very, very busy. So them to be with you, that means that they're not doing their job. What happens is on some of the fighting battles, you know, we've seen sci-fi movies where things appear out of nowhere. So when they're out doing battles, instantly, they could be doing a battle. Battle's won. Maybe they won. They didn't get terminated, so we'll just say that they won. They get into a more positive note that they didn't get zapped, okay? They won. Now, are they going to go and have a cup of coffee and tea and maybe a beer or something to relax? No. Dark side can see them. Bring in a Stargate, a wormhole, or something. Bring in the 10 times the fighting force that they just got through terminating. But they're not resting at all. They're always on complete alert. That's the way, you know, so as far as as being with you. They might just be there momentarily, but they're not going to hang out in your place and or your company. Back to you, Carrie, and I think we got a beep.
Yeah, I think so, too. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah. It's Everett.
Hi, Everett. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So you have a question for Ron?
If you can release, I'm just wondering if you can release the energies of hand symbols.
Hand symbols, like the oneness sign?
Yeah, it's like when people make communication between each other. It's like it doesn't matter what it is. It seems to be an unconscious or a conscious thought with the hand symbols.
Well, hand gestures,
catch away the energy of that.
Okay, yeah. Some races talk with their hands a lot. What you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, so imagine that could be energetic cordings, too. Know what those hands are doing. Well, we'll try that. So if you happen to be a person that talks and they wiggle their hands a lot, move their hands.
Well, even for communication, like gang signs or stuff like that.
Okay. Here we go. I'll count to 10. See how your hands feel afterwards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. How do you feel, Everett?
It feels all right. It just feels like there's, I don't know, when you move your hand from one side to the other, it feels like there's a bit of a delay, but it feels all right.
Okay, great.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Everett.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye-bye. You know, that raises an interesting point, Ron, when you were saying about cording. I wonder if deaf people who use sign language to communicate have any different type or strengths of cords between each other than those of us who use voice?
I think the voice is probably much stronger than a hand a symbol gesture, you know, or whatever. I think the voice is much stronger.
Yeah, that would be my guess too, I would imagine. Since you tell us to do our commands to our bodies out loud, that would suggest that has the most power, too. Okay, next question is from Steve, and he says, what is the best healing for exasperation when you're feeling exasperated at the end of your tether, I guess?
To be here now would probably be the best one to do.
Okay.
To get rid of that stuff, find out what the emotional issue is, and you have the unlimited emotional clearing, which I hope that you have. Everybody listening should have that. You know, you have to do your whole lifetime first, and then you do the unlimited after that. So I'm assuming that you have that, because that's what everybody needs on this planet even. Then just go in there and type in that emotional issue that you dealt with during the day, and within probably a minute or two, it's released from you. That's what I would say doing. You want to get away from the energy. You'll feel confused and everything else and upset, frazzled, then, do the Be Here Now. That should help you. And you may even want to do a timeline crash on that emotion, but, first do the unlimited emotional clearing. I'm assuming that everybody has that, listening to the program here. If you don't have it, then definitely do that. You're a newcomer on the show for quite a while, you don't have it, then you're not really helping yourself. You're just basically, not to be sarcastic here, but you're wasting your life by not doing this clearing here. You're also, just not doing what you should be doing, because emotional clearing is so fantastic that that's what you need to do. I can't talk about that more than just to keep harping to get that thing done because it'll change your life. Well, you know, do that clearing. If you're older, it costs more. You know, it's a sliding scale. It's $5 times your age. But, you know, people say, gee, you know, I'm 65 and it costs $300. Well, it's a one-time clearing. So, and you have much more stuff over anybody else, and it gets compounded. You're dealing with so much more negative energy in your life with the emotional clearing at 65 than you would be at the age of 50. That's the way you have to look at it, you know, because each time you have a problem in your life, as you get older and older, then all of a sudden everything comes falling upon your head, and you eventually die from that. So that's why you want to get that clearing done. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ed has typed in about the symbols that Shannon was asking about, so I'll just quickly read this here. It's just, he says, the Anunnaki designed humans using symbols as the basic template for our physical body. So you guys can read the rest of that there. So that was what Shannon was asking about, Ron, so I don't know if you have anything to say about that or not.
Not too much. You might read Ed's article, though. Oh, I don't know what they did. All I know is that, you know, we're in clone factories all the time, and they created clones of us. That's where we are typically in the clone world, is experiencing life as a clone. That's how I would kind of look at that. So what they did to the spirit is something else, too. But basically, you know, we're living life as a cloned human here. That's why they always seem to appear the way they are. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so going back to the military, Tina has a question for those who have enlisted and are helping with that. She's asking, if we die in alien combat, does the Creation Lightship recreate us with 100% spirit installed?
They'll create you the way you were just before that happened. And that's the way that works. They cannot bring back any more of your spirit than what you had when you were brought forth, unless they happen to find parts of you out there that you're fighting. And maybe somehow you're in battle with the aliens that took part of you and other people, and they happen to come across this energy pool of spirits, maybe in concentration caps or whatever, using our terms here, then they will collect those. So you could come back with more of your spirit at that time, being given to the part of you, the soldier part of you, out there. So that could be a possibility. But you are what you are when you got initially signed up. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Christopher is just commenting that the phone lines are busy, so I'm just going to give that that second one out again. So we're on station two. The 530 numbers are not working that are under the 888 number. So that toll-free for the U.S. and Canada 888 number should be working. And then the other one is, I'm just scrolling up to find it here. What did I do with it? Here we are, 530-513-6472. So that's the number to use in addition to the 888, which is the best one to start with. So 530-513-6472. So Christopher has a question, Ron, and it's, what does it mean to wake up at 3:33 a.m. every night? Is that the time to connect with our star family? Christopher is asking.
Well, no. What you're saying is, I could reverse that and say, yeah, they're probably connecting you to your star family, yes, or the alien. Well, that's a tracking device. You uncovered a tracking device that they're using to connect you to their alien program agenda. So when you wake up, your body is being awakened by them, and then your eyes are moving over to your clock, and you see it's 333. That means that you are hooked up, hook, line, and sinker, got fish hook in your mouth, and they're tugging on you, and they go, ah, boy, we got Christopher now. Wake at 333, listening to our mind-controlling programs, and it's working perfectly. He is online with us. And they all go, well, how do we control this person now? Now they're probably downloading alien programs into you for the next day. Oh, the very, so what you discovered is very good. You discovered that you are being hooked up to the aliens by the numbers that you're seeing on your clock. What a great discovery. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Martha is commenting about emotions and money. People have no idea how much money they waste on their emotions, says Martha. What a great saving account to not have that drain on my life. So Martha must have done the whole life emotional clearing, and so she's not having to feed past emotions with money. Like a lot of people, when they are feeling a certain way, go shopping and buy stuff that you perhaps don't really need. So that's a good point, Martha.
Especially junk food, you know. People who are kind of overweight. They have emotional troubles, and they buy a lot of junk food to satisfy their emotions. I don't understand that one too much, but that's what they do. And so they're kind of obese because somehow, well, I guess it would be the clones. The clones in them that want to eat junk food, and somehow eat that satisfaction of eating food. Maybe it might be regular food. Maybe you got a clone that wants to eat steak every night, possibly, or something expensive. I'm just using steak because it is a higher price on the menu when you go into a restaurant. Maybe one of those people who need to have maybe prime rib or steak or something, and it's $14-15 to maybe $25 for your serving of steak, and something else would have satisfied you better. Somehow the clones in you want to eat steak, so you like that. So you eat the steak, and it satisfies your emotion because they are abducting you on the emotional timeline. So you're using those timelines to satisfy your emotions with the clones eating the steaks. Oh, that could be a good savings of money if you're eating $25 meals once a day at a restaurant or something. Very interesting. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and on that clearing also, Shannon's asking, if you buy an emotional clearing, what about subsequent birthdays?
Well, you should be doing the unlimited. Once you do the clearing, let's just say that you're your age of 30 and you're halfway through the year. Well, the cost is still 30 times 5, and the clearing starts and ends, so it actually ends when the clearing stopped. So you cleared up to that point in time. Remember, we're dealing with time on these clearings because you live in time here. Now, what happens after that clearing has stopped, then you're in new time. So if you waited a week to do an unlimited clearing, then it means that all you have to clear is 1 week. That's why you get the emotional clearing, so you can get on it as much as you like. I recommend probably 3 times a day. That way you can clean yourself out of situations that you probably heard from other people, or something that could have happened to you. You can become more centered. That keeps that clearing up to date. It doesn't matter what birthday you have after that. Age that it starts at, and it goes back to conception. The exact moment of that age that you are. That's the way it works. So birthdays in the future will have nothing to do with emotional clearing because you can cover that on the emotional unlimited section. Just go in, and typically if you do it every day, it won't matter when your birthday is, you might be actually feeling pretty good about your next birthday. As you're not dealing with your past birthdays, what's happened to you from the past, maybe getting the wrong present, or something else, or maybe somebody that you really liked and loved has died, right, in the past. Maybe they made you a birthday cake, and you really loved it, and as they were carrying this cake over to the table, for you to blow out the candles on. That person tripped and fell and squished the cake, okay? So what's your experience now of a birthday? Right away, you're going to think of this person carrying the cake, squishing it, right? Falling on the cake, and now it's on the floor all over them. But you're going to think of the person that really loved you enough to make the cake, but they're dead. You got a lot of problems there because dealing with the person who died, all that sadness there, the love that they were doing for you that turned out bad because the dark side probably wanted to trip them. So you have a lot of charge on your birthday. So now you ask birthdays that would come up, and right away, what would you think about your birthday? You're thinking about that cake, person that no longer is around, and that'll bring back a lot of sadness. Dark side loves that. When you get your emotional clearing, right away, you can walk away, Renee, be able to see the person doing that, but it's not going to affect you emotionally. And your next birthday will probably be wonderful for you. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Excuse me. So Christopher has a follow-up question to the seeing the 3:33 on the clock. He's saying, thank you for that answer, Ron. And also, so he's asking, is being programmed good or bad? How do you know whether it is, and that he sees 33 or 333 everywhere?
Well, for me, it's bad. Everybody else listening would probably think it's bad also, because that means you're not in control of your life. So, whose life are you living? Not living your own, then what's in your body doing that? And that's what we're here to help eliminate a lot of people. I'd say get on the clone call coming Monday. It's $20, and you can feel what it's like to become real. Maybe, you're real probably a couple hours out of every month. And now you can be real during this particular call and feel much better. And that's what I would say to get on, is to get on the Monday call for $20. 5:30 PST. Yeah, what you're seeing is, things that aliens are doing to you. They're programming you. That's the validation that you are programmed, because you're seeing numbers that are same all the time. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just thinking of other clearings that we could recommend for Christopher to try, Ron. And I know when we have dates that the show falls on that are double digits, you often do timeline crashes for those. So the timeline crash clearing might be a good one to do for these triple threes and double threes that you're seeing, Christopher. And what about the natal barcode, Ron? That might be one to put these into also, I think.
That would be good, because you can enter that in there also. Different letters, your name, nicknames that you may have had. But mainly the letters is what numbers what you want to get rid of. That tags you as a person. That's your controlling numbers that are in your life. That could even be like your phone number. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's have a look. Where was I here? R is mentioning that timeline crashing depression is very freeing, frees up emotions, gets rid of emotions also. Back to the clone topic, Valaya is asking, do people smoke because the clones don't care what happens to the body?
Yeah, I would say so. Picking up that habit, it could be entities too. So both could cause that. But yeah, clones don't care what happened to you. Happens to you. They're just expressing the way that they want to live on the earth here for a short amount of time. Remember, once your body dies, then they're not going to come back to your space. But, they could also still exist somewhere else on this planet. So remember, the need to typically have your bones to attach to. I don't want to make that too confusing. But I've heard people have seen somebody who looks like them, or somebody told you, hey, I saw you over here the other day. And you go, I was sleeping. Oh, no, you're in this store. I saw you. That's quite interesting. Was it the person Oh, maybe a year ago, I'll just say, typically. And we're enjoying some tea or something with her at a little coffee house. And all of a sudden, this lady came outside of the location. And this lady was probably, I'd say, maybe 20, thereabouts. So the daughter of the person that we're with, when I looked at this lady, I go, man, this is like your daughter, you know, maybe like 10 years older. Almost a dead ringer. I mean, if you didn't know the difference, you know, I mean, it is like identical. So he went out to talk to the lady, and the lady had almost the exact same name as her daughter. Not only was this person a clone of her daughter at an older age, that also had a very, very similar name. I'll use the word like, we'll just say her name was Kate, right? Her daughter. He asked her what her name was. Her name was Katie. So that was like too weird, you know? And that is real. It was like, I had to take like a triple take when I saw the lady sit down. I go, man, this looks like your daughter. She goes, yeah. So after we had our tea, then I think she went out there to talk to the girl. And the lady had almost identical mannerisms, if I'm not mistaken. But when she gave the name, and it was like, hello. Anyway, that may have happened to you too, possibly. Well, all that means is that what's the dark side doing in that particular situation? They're just showing you that they created an older version of, in this case, the lady's daughter. Same name. So that would indicate that there is possibly what I would call the basement clone factory making a replica of her daughter. How many more out there also, you see? And that's how you look at that. You just happen to run across one of them. Oh. And it's like the dark side's like laughing, saying, ah, we'll show you what we can do. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Christopher is asking how he gets on the call on Monday, the clone call. So, Christopher, what you need to do is go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and over on the left in the navigation bar, just scroll down till you get to conference calls. Click on that, and it'll tell you how to go, how to get on the call. So you'll just pay through PayPal. It's $20, and you'll get emailed to you. The phone number to dial into. It's a conference call that everybody gets on together, and then it lasts an hour to an hour and a half, and Ron starts clearing clones out of everybody. So that's how you get on there. Shannon is mentioning that she put 8 windows up on her desktop and 5 on her laptop to clear out her lifetime of emotional trash. So that's one dedicated clearing person there. That's great, Shannon. Well done. And I know you've been there've been several people talking about clearing specific issues or incidences in their past that way, and having great effect.
That's great. And what you've noticed at the beginning of the clone call, as I'm taking these clones out on one particular timeline, you realize that, you know, maybe I go up to 500 clones. Well, they're on one timeline. So all of a sudden what Shannon's saying makes a lot of sense, is that you don't always know how much you need to do. And so naturally, the more you do, the better off you are, because you may not understand that. I think, well, I'm just going to do maybe 10 or 20 of these. That's what I kind of mentioned quite a while ago to start off with. I don't want to scare too many people. thing that they got, 500 of these things, but maybe more. But if you notice the clone call, we get started, and some of these go up to maybe 800 or something. And each time, I clear one of them away, you start feeling better and better and better. So, when you do a clearing on the timeline crashes and things, and you do have the multiple windows up, then, by all means, do as much as you can on them. That's kind of the way it works. So it's very good. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Shannon is saying, I love my emotional clearings. I am more sane. That's great. Okay, I am scanning down for questions here. Maybe I'll give out some more phone numbers. So the Q&A is coming up in about 15 minutes. And the new number for that is, she says, as she's lost the piece of paper. I know you wrote it to me, Ronald, so let me quickly look back here. It's a 559 area code. Maybe somebody could type that in since we're getting close to the top of the hour. Here it is, 559-546-1301. And the PIN is 697590, and then the pound sign, 697590 pound. And then the email to send your questions to is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and just put in the subject bar that you'll be listening to Friday night's Q&A, so I know that you're there to hear Ron's answer. Now you have the second, is it, Ron, of your Sunday intensives coming up this weekend?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay.
That is correct. Second 8-hour Sunday.
Okay, so if you haven't signed up for this month's intensives, you can still do that. You'll be on the light ship for, I guess at that point, it would be about 2 weeks. And that is the 8-hour conference call that you can also be absentee on, where Ron and the light beings take out all the alien parasitic life forms and go out looking for the pieces of us that have been abducted. And then I'll just mention a reminder right now, while I'm waiting for questions to be typed in, that if any of you have lots and lots of questions, you can get oodles of them answered in one go by being a sponsor of one of these BBS hour-long shows. It costs $60, which is what Ron has to pay every time we have a show here for all of us to listen to his information and to get the sample clearings that he does. So if you would like to have a show focused on your questions, you can do that and come on and I'll take a back seat, and you guys will ask Ron your questions. Or if you don't want to come on and you would like to be an anonymous sponsor, you can do that also, and perhaps email some questions that I can read for you. So that's a couple of ways of doing that. And let's see what else. I'm going to refresh my.
What I will say, talking to a lady. This afternoon here, and she's going to be on the show Monster on January 6th, which is a Friday. She'll be talking basically about different types of healing modalities that she has maybe had herself and or new people who are doing healing. And she realized that healers, after they hit about the age of 40, she's been in this New Age movement, which we're all kind of involved with somehow, unfortunately, but that's where you start off at. She has realized that a lot of these people, when they hit 40 or so, are getting deathly ill. So she's going to be bringing some information to everybody why you don't want to be a healer, basically, but mainly it's about the other modalities. One of those is the big one, which is Reiki. It's actually basically harming and maybe killing people. because they're doing this modality, which is the Light of the Darkness Healings. So that'll be an interesting show, January 6th, and it'll be a Friday program. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's great. So Candy's asking, I think this is what you mean, Candy. I think Candy's asking if we can do timeline crashes where we put in smoking clones. Do crashes specifically for smoking clones?
Well, you are doing the clones when you do a timeline crash.
Yeah. So I guess
off of that timeline. So you don't have to put clones in, because that's who you are anyway. So you are getting rid of the part that looks like you, thinks like you, smells like you, you know, everything else. And you get rid of that, do it enough times, and you become real. And then oh, you feel better. That's what's happening. Through every one of the clearings on the Creation Light Shift page that you're doing, you're getting rid of clones in your space to become real. That's why you have a higher consciousness. Not dealing with the limited information of clones, dealing with the true light energy of who you are. They're all going to get rid of clones from you when you do any kind of clearing. But the timeline crash, like I tell people, if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing and the unlimited sections, then it's like a Band-Aid, because you don't have, you've made your core of you released, but it will help. But you want to get that first clearing and then, you know, the timeline crashing. The timeline crashing will still work, even if you haven't done that. But you want to go deep and get rid of those emotions so that they won't abduct you as much. So that's the way to look at that. So do the timeline crashes. Just figure out an emotion that you have. The timeline crash on it. And it's more than one, naturally. You will find out how you feel. I would probably do, if it's a big emotion for you, like smoking, or some bad habit that you may have, I would probably do about 150 of them, to be honest. May not know which one, which clone is going to be there, as you know, and what timeline, because each one you're doing a timeline on, getting rid of that current clone on that timeline that's living with you. So as you keep getting rid of all these timelines, then the alien races are not going to be able to connect to you quite as easily, because that timeline is gone. You're also helping everybody else on that timeline of that particular emotion. That's the good thing. Actually helping humanity by that. So it's a side benefit to the other people on the timeline. You're actually doing yourself first what you want to do. That's you, Carrie.
Okay, and Mika is just noticing that that crashing 100 or more timelines really makes a big positive impact. I know some of us were just doing 20 or so when the clearing first came up, but I will say for me also, when I've done ones where I've gotten up to 100 or more, you really do start to feel more of an impact of loss of that issue. So thanks, Mika, for putting that in there. Let's see. I have 55 after run. I'm not sure how close to the hour we can go. Do you know?
Yeah, I think we should probably get off, because other people will be coming on for the next program here. We seem to run up to straight up on the hour each time, but we have the Q&A, so we can continue on here. So we'll leave the fast chat on. If you wish to type in there, you can. Monitor that. And then if you do send information to us, for the Tonight Show, you want to just put tonight, or maybe tonight
Friday.
Will be, and the date, because we'll know that it's today, and put that in your subject line. And remember, like, you know, 10 to 15 words per question is plenty. You know, you don't want to do a paragraph on something, because we only work with headlines here. That's the only way I can read things. Get right to the point, in a sense, and, you know, just ask your question. Otherwise, it just gets too hard, because Carrie has to read and read and read. Got to figure out what you're saying. And it's much better just to have it brief, to the point. I always ask something over again if I don't answer that question. That's no problem. You know, I don't mind working on one question, and maybe even 10 times. Might be a little differently to you. You ask a different question on the same thing, and it'll be helping out everybody else. So don't feel shy about asking the question over again if you don't get the answer, don't understand the answer that I'm talking about. There's no problem with that. So, time to get off here. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Hopefully you're going to be on the 8-hour call coming up to get rid of the alien critters that live with inside of you. That'll be this Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, my time, PST. And we'll see you on the call probably within a few minutes here. Blessings. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Bye.